This is Akashvani, the news read by Anmol Solomon Sunny. Prime Minister Narendra Modi inaugurated and laid the foundation stone of 15 mega development projects worth around 47,600 crore rupees in Kanpur, Uttar Pradesh yesterday. Mr. Modi also flagged off the Kanpur Metro's new corridor between Chuniganj and Nayaganj. Addressing this gathering, Prime Minister said that the Operation Sindoor showcased India's indigenous defense capabilities and the strength of making India to the world.
Operation Sindoor mein duniya ne Bharat ke swadeshi hathiyaron aur Make in India ki taakat bhi dekhi hai. Hamare BrahMos missile ne दुश्मन के घर में घुसकर तबाही मचाई. जहां टारगेट तय किया वहां धमाके किए. ये ताकत हमें आत्मनिर्भर भारत के संकल्प से मिली है.
Early in the day, the Prime Minister inaugurated and laid the foundation stone of multiple development projects worth around 48,000 crore rupees in Rohtas district of Bihar. Prime Minister will be on a day-long visit to Madhya Pradesh today on the occasion of 300th birth anniversary of Lokmata Devi Ahilyabai Holkar. Mr. Modi will participate in Lokmata Devi Ahilyabai Mahila Sashaktikaran Mahasammelan in Bhopal and also inaugurate and lay the foundation stone of multiple development projects in Bhopal. Prime Minister will also inaugurate Datia and Satna airports to boost the last-mile air connectivity in the region. He will also inaugurate the Paris passenger services on the super priority corridor of the Yellow Line of Indore Metro. During this visit, Mr. Modi will transfer the first installment for the construction of 1,271 Atal Gram Sushasan Bhavan worth over 480 crore rupees. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has warned that if Pakistan carries out any terrorist act against India, it will have to face the consequences and suffer the defeat. He said India will not hesitate and will use every method to root out the menace of terrorism. Mr. Singh was addressing the officers and the sailors on board India's first indigenous aircraft carrier INS Vikrant off the Goa coast yesterday, and the defense minister said that the Operation Sindoor is not just a military action but India's frontal assault against terrorism. The Union Home Minister Amit Shah announced a special relief package for the line of control residents of Jammu and Kashmir affected by recent shelling from Pakistan. The Home Minister said that in addition to the existing 90,000 underground bunkers, additional steps will be taken to strengthen the safety and support of the border communities. Addressing a gathering in the town of Poonch, after distributing appointment letters to the family members of the victims killed in the shelling, the Home Minister assured that the central government will provide all possible support to the victims' families. The country's real gross domestic product is estimated to grow by 6.5% in the financial year 2024-25. According to the Statistics and the Program Implementation Ministry, the real GDP has been estimated to grow by 7.4% in the last quarter of the financial year 2024-25. Nominal GDP has witnessed a growth rate of 9.8% in the financial year 2024-25. Russia has dismissed the recent Pakistani media reports as fake, which claim that Moscow is expanding economic ties with Islamabad. Moscow firmly denied any signed multi-billion dollar deal, accusing the elements in Pakistan of trying to disrupt the strong India-Russia strategic partnership, especially after India's recent Operation Sindoor targeting the terror camps in Pakistan and POJK. In IPL T20, Mumbai Indians secured their spot in the qualifier 2 by defeating the Gujarat Titans by 20 runs in eliminator clash in Chandigarh last night. Opting to bat first, Mumbai Indians posted a daunting total of 228 for 5 in stipulated 20 overs. In reply, chasing 229 Gujarat Titans managed 208 for 6, falling 20 runs short of the target. And that is the end of this news bulletin.